In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. We thank God because I was going to find another topic today, but I found that tomorrow will be the feast of Archangel Gabriel, which means that Archangel Michael on the 12th of Ba'una, next day, the church celebrates the feast of Archangel Gabriel. I found it is more appropriate for us to have some more idea about the angels. To live with the angels is the best life. Because when we live with the angels, then we live an angelic life. لما بنعيش مع الملائكة بنعيش حياة ملائكية والكلام عن الملائكة يبقى كلام عن السماء. When we speak about the angels, then we are speaking about heavens. And actually, as we heard in the morning, that angel means messenger, or in the Vespers of Archangel Michael. So Malaki يعني مرسل. And this name was given to them by God because He uses them for our sake. يعني we have to know that one of the very principal duties of the angels is to have link, continuous link with us, and to serve us and to help us. Of course, the principal duty is to praise the Lord and to worship the Lord. And God does not need someone to worship Him, but it is an ownership for any creature to praise God or worship God. What we know about the angels is much more less that we do not know. Because the Holy Bible states to us whatever we need to know about the angels. But of sure we'll see everything as it is in heavens when we go to start our eternal life, or at least when anyone have long life, when anyone departs into the paradise of joy, he will visualize the angels. Question number one. Is the angels a pure fact, the existence of angels? Pure fact? يعني أول سؤال نسأله، هل فعلا في ملائكة؟ ولا ما فيش ملائكة؟ ما لازم نعرف الأول، هل إحنا بنعمل حاجة غيبية كده؟ ما إحنا شايفينها أو take three seats back, two seats. هل الملائكة يعني حاجة هو احنا بنألفها كده ولا لا؟ There are one of the groups of the priests and archpriests named Sadduqis, As-Sadduqiyun. And this group did not believe in the angels whatsoever. And they did not believe even in the eternal life, the another life. Now, part partially some of them, يعني زي مثلا شهود يهوه, partially they believe that. And the eternal life will be only for the good people. The bad people, let them do whatever they want to do. When they die like animal, bird, tree. But the good people in their faith, the good people will be in the paradise. It means that there is no hell. There is only good life for the good people, but the bad life, there is nothing. طبعا ده حاجة very bad faith, because ايه يعني خلاص ما ده انا مش هتعذب, ما فيش هيل, ما فيش حاجة, طب ما نعمل اي حاجة واموت, يعني نموت وخلاص. ايه المشكلة يعني؟ طبعا ده تعليم غلط خالص. I remember that these Sadducees went to Jesus one day with a quiz. They said, Moses said to us, when a man marries a woman and he dies without having children, then his next brother will marry him, and the first born will be named after the name of the dead one, to keep the descent of the names all over the generations. So they said there was a woman who married a man, and this man died without having children. Then his second brother took him, and also he died without children, and the third did the same until seven men. Then in the other life, who will be her husband? Because they did not believe in the eternal life, they were giving the quiz to the Lord Jesus Christ. But our Lord Jesus Christ answered them clearly, in heavens there is no marriage, but they will be like the angels of the heavens. And then he proved to them that there is an eternal life. So the first proof is the logic proof. And this logic proof says that there is gratitude or graduation levels in the creation. They started with the substances, masses like wood, iron, and then trees and plants, and then birds, and then animals, and then human beings, and then angels. That's why, as we said in the morning, that the prophet David, in one of his psalms, in the prime prayer, he said, "Who is the man or the son of man that you glorified him? You belittled him a bit under the angels." So as if it was the normal. And we know that David the prophet and the king wrote his psalms by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So if he says about the human being that they were belittled a little bit, yani lowered a little bit under the angels, it means that they are angels, and before them they're men, before them animals, before them plants, and before them the masses. Number two, the biblical proof. Biblical proof from the Old Testament. The first time It was mentioned that there was angels right away after Adam and Eve fell in the sin. The Lord appointed cherubim, one of the cherubim, to guard the tree of life, to prevent Adam and Eve from eating from the tree of life and live forever in sin. That's why he prevented Adam and Eve from eating from the tree of life, to prevent them from death. And then to, if this happened, Taban, all the human being would have been in bad future forever. So this was in Genesis 3:24. Another angel appeared to Hagar, the maidservant of Sarah, the wife of Abraham, and he asked her to go back to Sarah, and he said, you have to submit yourself to her. She is your mistress. And he informed her that Ishmael would be born. Two angels went with our Lord Jesus Christ, visited Abraham. And one of the appearances of our Lord Jesus Christ was in this event, after they had the meal that Abraham and Sarah prepared for them, the two angels left for Sodom and Gomorrah, and they destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah after they saved Lot, his wife, and his two virgin daughters. Also, in Samuel 2, there was an angel who put his hand on Jerusalem to destroy Jerusalem after David made bad thing against God when he asked the chief of the army to have census of the people to know how many people he is king on. And this was a bad behavior, and the Lord punished him and asked the angel to this when David chose one of the three choices the Lord gave him, which was 3 days under the punishment of the Lord directly. And he chose that, and he said, let us go in the hands of the Lord, not in the hands of people. And the Lord asked the angel to destroy Jerusalem, and at the end of the first half of the first day, the Lord said to the angel, enough, come back. This is the Lord. Although the punishment was supposed to be 3 days, but the Lord reduced it to half day. Anyhow, there was another angel who appeared to Elijah when he was sleeping in the wilderness, and he gave him food, and Elijah walked with the power of this food 40 days and 40 nights. And he is one of the two prophets who fasted 40 days and 40 nights, Moses and Elijah. And this is one of the reasons that the Lord called Moses and Elijah on the Mount of Tabor in the event of transfiguration. In Awal Surah. also the angel who destroyed or who killed the firstborn of the Egyptians, and it was the tenth beat, yeah, that the Lord bit the Egyptians to free the children of Israel. After that, immediately, Pharaoh ordered them to leave Egypt, and they went out. In the New Testament, of course, the angel of tonight, Archangel Gabriel, appeared to Zacharias and announced him the birth of John the Baptist. And then 6 months later, the same angel went to St. Mary and announced her the greatest annunciation in the whole world with the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, an angel appeared to Joseph. Of course, as you know, an angel went to the shepherds after the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, asked them to go to the manger to see the Savior who was born in Bethlehem, and they went there. Not only this angel, but thousands of angels appeared and praised the praise that we sing or we pray in the beginning of the liturgy. Glory be to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill towards man. We took it from the mouth of the angels who appeared to the shepherd after the incarnation of our, after the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another angel appeared to Joseph, asking him to leave Judea, and he went to Egypt. The Holy Family stayed 3 years and 11 months, and then the angel appeared to him in Egypt and said to him, go back, the king is dead. There was another angel mentioned in John 5:4, who used to come from time to time to move the water of the pool of Bethesda, and the first sick who threw himself after that, he was healed. The Lord himself spoke about the angels. He said, whoever confesses me before the men, the Son of Man will confess also before the angels of God, and vice versa, who denies me will be denied. After the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ and the beginning of the church by the Holy Spirit, an angel appeared to Philip and asked him to go to the principal of Ethiopia, minister of Ethiopia, and he preached the gospel to him, and he baptized him, and then the Spirit of God took him back to his place. Another angel appeared not only to his people, but also to people who were not at that time believers, like Cornelius. In Acts 10, an angel appeared to Cornelius, and Cornelius was not even Jew, but he was a devout man, and he used to fast and to give alms. And the Lord asked him to send for Peter to preach to him the gospel, and Peter came and he preached the gospel to them. There was another angel who went to Peter, opened the gates of the prison and freed him, as we heard this morning. Also, St. Paul saw many times angels. One of them, while they were in the boat, and there was storm, great storm, the angel appeared to Paul and said to him, "Don't worry. The Lord will save all the people for your sake, and you will be saved." And although the boat was broken into pieces, everyone of the passengers swam on one of the pieces, and they arrived to the seashore. No one was lost or drowned. This is number one. Of course, every one of us knows now that the angels were created on the first day when the Lord said, "Let there be light." And because the angels are enlightening or spirit of light, spirits of light, then we know that the angels were created on the first day of creation. ممكن واحد يقول لي then there is only 7 days between the angels and the mankind, Adam and Eve. But do not forget that the first day could have been thousands, millions of years. We don't know. We do not know how long was the first day, but we know that there was a first day. This day was not 24 hours, because simply the sun and the moon were not created yet. They were created on the fourth day. So the first day could have been millions of years. That's why when the scientists say that we discovered so and so, and the age is million, and then someone comes and says, "Look, Bible is wrong." No, Bible is not anti-science, but it is over science. And the science discovers from time to time, the scientists discover from time to time some facts of the world. And until the last day, the human beings will be ignorant, not knowing many of the mysteries of creation. As I said, the nature of the angels are spirits. They don't have bodies. That's why when Jehovah's Witnesses says that Jesus Christ was Archangel Michael, we say it is impossible. Impossible. Because the angel is a spirit. And when the angels appear to us, we see them, but we cannot touch them. You can see them, but if you approach them, you will not find anything. And why do they take this nature? Because our eyes cannot see or visualize, but the masses. What happens, as you know, that the light reflects on the mass, or comes to the mass and reflects to the eye, and your eye sees for that. And the proof of that, if we stay 2 hours, mathalan, from now, and turn all the lights off, no one will see anything. Why? Because there is no enough light for the eyes to have the reflection of the masses of the things to see it. You cannot see in the very dark places. So the angels are spirits. Spirits. And in Hebrews 1, St. Paul said about them that the Lord made his angels spirits, and his servants fire, flame of fire. read it in Hebrews 1:7. And in Hebrews 1:14 he said, are they not all of them serving spirits sent to serve those who are going to inherit the salvation? Numbers of angels. Can any one of us know how many angels? No one. We say thousands of thousands and legions upon legions. Legions means 10,000. So it means that they could be millions and millions and millions and millions. Why? Because they do not die. Why? Because they do not become old. Why? Because they don't have bodies. They are spirits. So, what is the age of Archangel Michael? He will live eternally. From the moment of his creation up till now, he is the same. Like what we paint here in the icons. Huh? We grow, and then our souls or our spirits depart from our bodies. But for the angels, no. Why does the Lord create them millions and millions? Because as I said in the morning, that every one of us has his guardian angel who accompanies him. So how million people were from Adam to now and from now to the last day, we don't know. We don't know. Let us skip speaking about the evil angels, but the evil angels are devils. And devil is Lucifer, and we said it from Isaiah 14, we saw it in the morning, that Lucifer refused the divinity, not the divinity, refused to worship God, and he put himself in the temple of God, considering himself equal to God. And that's why, as we said, Archangel Michael was, and his angels were shouting in the face of the devil, saying, Mikael, who is like God. Mikael, who is like God. That's why Satan, or the devil, or Lucifer, or the evil, or Belial, or the prince of this world, or the prince of the authority of the air, or the God of this world, or the old serpent, all these names were called to Satan, the devil. He envies us, and he wants to take with him and with his soldiers the most probable number from the mankind to go with him to hell, because he knows that he will go to hell, no doubt. Some people believe that the devils could be saved one day, could be pardoned by the Lord one day, but I give, there are many verses, but just one verse. When the Lord was speaking about the signs of the end in Matthew 25, he said 25:41 about the bad people, he will say to them, then he will also say to those who on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. So the fire is prepared to the devil and his angels, and he knows that. And for the people who do not obey God or live with God or be saved by God, they will go with the devil and his soldiers, or his, and the group of the bad angels. The good of the saints, let us say the angels, saints of the saints, angels of the righteous angels. Of course, how can we specify them? How can we describe them? Number one, holiness. They are holy, of course. Number two, wisdom. They are very wise. In this point, I want to mention something very important. They are very wise. And the devil also is very wise. The devil also is very wise, or let us say very clever, because his cleverness was not taken from him. He still, but unfortunately, he uses his cleverness and smartness to destroy everything. But the righteous angels, they use their wisdom in good things. Number three, they are able to move instant, in one instant. To move millions of miles in 1 second, because they are spirits. They don't have bodies. They are spirits. Of course, yani when the Lord asked Archangel Michael to announce the resurrection of the Lord, how long did it take from him to come from heavens to Golgotha to roll the stone of the tomb? Second, probably you can ask Zuhairi, Ahmad Zuhair, who divided the second into 100 parts of second. It could be 1 million of second. No time. In no time they can move from heavens to earth. And it happens always. It doesn't take any time from them. One angel also destroyed, yani, to give you an idea about their power. One angel, one night, he killed 185,000 from the soldiers of Sanharib, the king, in one night. 185,000. And he saved the people, his people, the children of Israel. Exactly like what happened when the angel came to Egypt and he killed all the firstborn boys from the Egyptian firstborn all over Egypt in one night. What's the work of angels? And this is the last point, but it is not the full study about the angels. Just to conclude for the time, what is the job description of the angels? Number one, to worship God, to praise the Lord. And you can read that in Isaiah 6:1-3. By the way, we took most of our praises from the mouths of the angels. In Isaiah 6:1-3, they were saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord of Sabaoth, Sabaoth. His glory fills the whole earth." And we took also, as I said, glory be to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill towards men. That's why David in Psalm 148, 149, and 150 asked the angels to praise the Lord. In 148, he says, praise him, all of his angels, praise him, all of his armies. Number two, to carry out the judgments of the Lord. When Herod spoke one day to the people in a very proud, thinking himself as God or a God, the people wanted to take wheat from the king, and they said, it is not the voice of a man, it's the voice of God. Immediately the Lord sent an angel, and he beat him because he did not give the glory to God. Immediately the wounds started to eat him and he died. One angel obeyed whatever the Lord asked him. In Revelation book, almost in most of the chapters, you will find orders from God to the angels, and they immediately obey without bargaining. When we obey the Lord, when we obey the commandment, we bargain. The Lord asked us, for example, to pray day and night. We bargain. We cannot, okay, pray 7 times. No, we cannot pray in the morning and the evening. No, we cannot. Then pray the Lord prayers when you get up, when you go to bed. Most of the people say that. And then I said, I cross myself. And I put the sign on there. We bargain. We have fasting. Oh, we had 55 days of great Lent. And you come now to say another 50 days in the apostles' fast? Impossible, cannot. We bargain. But the angel never bargains with the Lord. He obeys literally what the Lord asks him to do, even if it was punishment on the people. They don't discuss, they don't negotiate with the Lord at all. Read Revelation 16:1 and you'll find that. Number three, to give announcements to the people, like what we said. Angel came to Gideon to encourage him in the war, and he, with 300 people from the children of Israel, he conquered the enemies and he freed them. Number four, they will have a very important role in the last day, in the condemnation day. As we heard in the morning, that the Lord will ask the angels to gather all the people, the good on the right and the bad on the left, so the angels will know who is the good and who is the bad. The angels will put the bad people on the left hand of the Lord and the good on the right hand. You can read it in Matthew 13:39-42. Also, what is concerning to the people, they are ready to fight for us, to fight Satan for us, as it happened with Daniel, chapter 10, and Revelation 12, verse 7. We can summarize what the angels do with the people. They بعض ملاك الرب حال حول كل خائفيه وينجيهم. Psalm 34:7. The angel of the Lord is around all his fear people and he saves them. Number two, to save the people in the tribulations. One of them, Jacob, who was afraid of Jesse, his brother. And also Daniel in the den of lions. The angel came, as we said in the morning, and shut the mouths of the lions and prevent them from hurting Daniel. The same, the angels who were guarding Elisha and Gehazi, his disciple, it's in the 2 Kings 6:16-17. The angel who saved Peter from the prison. Also, because they love us, they rejoice very much when we repent. In Luke 15:10, in Luke 15:10, the Lord himself said clearly about the angels that likewise I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Joy, angels. Yani, for example, kada, when I repent, Ya Rabbi Dinin, when I repent from all my heart, the angels gather together and make festival. they make joy. Festival. You can't imagine. When we repent, the Lord said, a pleasant joy, pleasant and joy, not to one angel, the angels. يجتمعوا مع بعض عملوا حفلة يلا شنو ده تاب حلو قوي جميلة حاجة تفرح فرحهم هناك. Let us rejoice them, let us gladden their hearts because they are very happy when we repent. Also they encourage us like what happened in the boat, as I said. They also intercede us. They also save us. They also joyfully, they take the spirits of the righteous people to heavens. Do you remember the story of the rich man and Lazarus? It's in Luke 16. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Lazarus died, and the angels carried his spirit to the bosom of Abraham. So they are very happy to take our spirits to the paradise of joy when we die while we are ready to inherit the kingdom of heavens. I stop here. Not because the subject is completed, but because the time now is running. And it is enough for us to live with the angels and to forget the earth which is around us, full of many things unpleasant. When we fill our hearts and our minds with the angels and the angelic stuff, then we will be very happy, and all the problems, all the difficulties, all the sufferings will be very small in our eyes. Nothing compared with the good life that we will live one day and for all days to the end with the angels. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Let us pray.